Hello and welcome. This is JJ Virgin, and on behalf of me and Jackie Wick, a peer trainer, I want to both welcome you and congratulate you on making a fantastic decision, and you will totally get what I mean as the next couple weeks unfold and you turn around and you go, whoa, I had no idea that this was possible. And I'm going to have you dive right in. This is really getting you started, kind of the cleanse before the cleanse. Some things I want to get started on right away before we dive into the focused 2 weeks of work. I hate to say work. You're going to have fun, I promise. So the first thing that I want you to do is you've got a symptoms checklist and a goal setting sheet. I want you to yank that out, download it. This is all on the forum under Getting Started. And I want you to get in there, download that symptoms sheet, and circle yes or no for each question. And here's how this works. When you look at these things like brain fog, gas, and bloating, if you're sitting here going, huh, do I have gas and bloating? Mark yes. It's either absolutely no, and if not, it's a yes. See how that works? So the reason we have you look at these symptoms are a couple different things, because we're going to have you do the symptoms right now, and then we're going to have you do the symptoms again at the end. The reason being is, number one, I believe that most people have no idea what feeling good really feels like, and that we have just come to settle. We've settled for getting tired in the middle of the afternoon. We've settled for having a headache a couple times a week. We've settled for getting a cold a couple times a year. We've settled for having gas and bloating. And we've just decided that these things are normal for us. And I am here to tell you that no, they're not. That none of these things are normal for you. And that these are all symptoms that things are a little bit off, maybe a lot bit off. And what I've also found is that when these things go away, quite often we forget we ever had them in the first place. And so what's fantastic to do is to look now and identify, and then we are going to check back in a couple weeks, and I bet you'll be blown away at the shifts that have happened. Now, the next thing I want you to do, besides marking down, going through each of those 15 symptoms, so I want you, and this requires some real thought, I want you to think about your top three goals. What did you sign up for here? What are you looking to get out of this program? And the more specific you can be, the better. Is it that you want your skin to clear up? Is it that you would like to have energy in the afternoon? Is it that you want to be able to focus better? Is it that you would like to drop 5 pounds? You want to, you know, be able to pull your belt in another notch. You know, you want to break a sugar habit that you just haven't been able to do on your own. You want to get rid of some of those habits that have kind of creeped up over the last month, year, 5 years. Whatever those are, pick three. And again, be as specific as possible. Now, in addition to that, and this kind of goes along with the symptoms, I also want you to think about what are your top three health concerns? What are the things that you struggle with the most or scare you the most or issues for you? And write those down as well. Okay, so that's number one, your symptoms checklist. And then keep it. Fill it all out. I want you to keep this. And I would really recommend to you to create a binder for all of these materials. We are taking you through, of course, a two-week focused intensive cleanse. What you're going to find is that a lot of the things that we recommend doing throughout this time period are things that you're going to want to keep into your daily life because they're easy, they're simple, like replacing a meal a day with a shake. I will tell you that that's something I do every single day because you know what? It's easy, and I'm all over easy, and tastes great, and I always feel good when I do it, so much so that I travel all over the country, and actually I went to Europe last summer, and I brought my Magic Bullet with me, So it is just—it's just the way that I roll. It's what I do, and it's made life really easy, and it's saved a lot on room service bills too. And I love that. So I would really advise creating a binder, and right now printing out all of the getting started information. And then what we do is each week, prior to a couple days prior to, you will always have the meal plan for the week and that information so you can get prepared. Right now, for example, we have meal plan number one up, and we will be going through that during class one. But you can purchase those things, you know, get ready ahead of time, which brings me to number one, what I want to get you started with, and that is setting up for success. And number one, if it's not in the house, and this is good and bad, right? If it's not there, you can't eat it. So that goes for candy bars, but it also goes for broccoli. So first thing we want to do is really get rid of those, I call them the enemies in the house, the things that cause problems. And I got to tell you, I mean, this is where I'm going to be real authentic. I totally get that I have no willpower. And I think as a people group, if we had willpower, we wouldn't be here. So, you know, we're kind of hardwired to seek out sugar and fat, and especially late at night, you know. So what I really want you to think about is what is in your house right now that just calls to you and gets you in trouble? And get it the heck out of there, you know. So if it's the Java chip ice cream, if it's the popcorn, if it's the Greek-style yogurt, whatever it is, if it's creating problems for you, get it out. And here's where we really have to get down to it, because sometimes it's those healthy foods that really can wreak havoc. And I will tell you from personal experience that my, I guess my crack is almond butter. And I know this, so I can't keep almond butter in my house. As healthy as it is, and hey, that's a great snack, put it on some celery or an apple, perfect snack. But my evil twin thinks the best thing to do with almond butter is to take it into bed late at night with a spoon. And so since I know that, and I've tested this theory now multiple times, I don't bring it into the house. Because you know what? Important mantra to remember is too much healthy food is not healthy. So I want you to have a real reality check as you start to look around and go, what things are undermining me? And again, you know, look at the things that have got sugar in them, like a lot of these so-called healthy yogurts that are loaded with sugar or artificial sweeteners or other chemicals. You know, most of the stuff that they've made non-fat just means either they've got artificial sweeteners or sugar in it. Most of the things that say light, ditto. You know, so sodas, chippy foods, and foods that you just can't handle, that you can't say, okay, you know what, I'm just not going to overeat on this. I can handle it. Conversely, let's make sure, and this is where you can download the meal plan for week one. You're going to see that it's not set in stone. I'll lecture you through this, but really we have you replacing two meals a day with the shake. That's set in stone. But the rest is you'll have a choice each day because, you know, I don't want to force you to eat fish if you hate it. See how nice that can be? Anyway, let's start, though, this week getting the vegetables up, right, getting the healthy food in the house. And you can see our basic staples grocery list for some ideas there. And hopefully it's because you've been so involved here and with PeerTran, you do know what to do. For most of us, we know what to do. It's just doing it, isn't it? You probably have a lot of this stuff already. It may be more that you have to get the enemy out of the house, right? So that's number one. Get it out and bring it in, all right? Number two, and this is a mantra that I love. What you measure, you can improve, okay? So it is really critical to weigh and measure. And on the Getting Started handout, I go through where to measure. But basically, tape measure, you're going to measure your waist and around your hips. Hips are the widest point. Waist is kind of the narrowest point near your belly button. And you're going to track that, okay? The other thing that you're going to do is, ideally, you have a body composition scale. I really like the Tanita ones that do both overall body fat and body fat in the trunk, arms, and legs. So that would be my ideal, but if you don't have that, then a scale will work fine, especially if you're putting it together with your waist and hip measurements. Because remember, it's not what you weigh just what you weigh. It's what your weight's made up of. And we want to make sure that if you do want to lose some fat this over this time period, that you are losing fat, not muscle, okay, that you're losing it from where you want to lose, which usually is around the hips and thighs and belly, right, while you're holding on to or building lean mass, okay? So that's critical. So I want you to do that now, do your weigh and measure now, and you are going to do that each week as well so that we can see what's changed. All right, next thing is drink up. And when I say drink up, I mean water. And I'm going to be very concrete here as to what I want you to do with this. I want you to get up in the morning and have a glass of water. First thing, okay? And a glass is at least 8 ounces of water. I really like the idea of getting a safe drinking bottle, like a SIG drinking water, a bottle, you know, stainless steel bottle, and marking that down on your daily journal, which we'll talk about in a little bit, so you really keep track of this. Because otherwise, it's real easy to get through the day and go, oh, my gosh, I didn't drink any water today. And you know what? Coffee and green tea and iced tea, and they don't count. I mean, they count a little bit, but for a lot of, you know, they are also acidic and diuretic, so they're not going to work just like water. So you can't say, oh, I had coffee and tea. No. I mean, I want you to have, you've heard it, but let's just go with the standard formula for now and not get technical with the math. Figure we do need about 64 ounces of water. So if you get up in the morning, have a glass of water, right away, 8 ounces. Then make sure, I like people to drink their water in between meals rather than really drinking too much during meals. Limit your fluid intake during meals to about 8 ounces so you don't dilute your stomach acids, which impairs absorption. Now, when you're doing shakes, obviously you're going to be getting water. And you might go, but JJ, how can I do a shake then? It would impair digestion. Well, understand that the protein that you're having, the high-quality protein in the shakes, is very easily absorbed, very bioavailable, so non-issue. But let's look at having a glass of water about 30 minutes before each meal. So when you wake up in the morning, 30 minutes before lunch, 30 minutes before dinner. And then also one glass of water before bed. That's not enough to make you have to get up in the middle of the night to urinate, but also is going to shut down those evening hunger pangs. And remember, our thirst sensors are messed up. They don't work well. It's amazing. So often we think we're hungry and we are really just thirsty. In fact, amazing study showed that when people had a glass of water before bed, it shut down 100% of these people in the studies' hunger pangs. I mean, when do you ever hear something like that? 100%. So that is a huge benefit to water, but you know, we're doing a detoxification program. You cannot detoxify without water, right? Because you know, the ways we detoxify is through our poop, through our pee, through our sweat. You need water to do this. So again, glass of water when you wake up in the morning, glass before each meal, and then you're going to drink the rest in between meals. Okay? And 64 ounces is, hey, if you're not really sweating anymore, you're not living in a hot climate, so you would take it up from there. All right, next thing. After the water, and on this sheet we talk a little bit about, okay, well, what about the coffee? What about the alcohol? Now, I'm one of those people who thinks a little coffee is good for you because of the antioxidants, and a little caffeine can be beneficial. Too much caffeine can burn out your adrenals and cause all sorts of problems. But actually, the research is pretty clear that a cup of two of coffee a day can be beneficial. But what I'd ask you to do during this time is start to really look at that cup or two. I actually brew organic coffee, and I make a blend of decaf and regular so that I don't overdo the caffeine. And when I am doing focus cleansings, I bring that down. I start replacing more with green tea, and some of the green tea is decaf, and then replacing more with water. So this is a good time to become very aware, especially now, of how much coffee you're drinking. And over this time period before you move into the focus part of the cleanse, let's start bringing it down. And easiest thing to do is take your coffee beans and mix half regular and half decaf, okay? And make sure you're getting organic, by the way. One of the top dirty crops are coffee beans. We do have the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 for you to refer to. We will be talking more about that during class one, but coffee is one of the biggies, all right? So organic coffee. and mix it up, and then just start reducing the total amount that you have. Let's flip over to some green tea, iced green tea, any of the decaf teas you want, and, of course, water. All right, so that's that. Now, alcohol is the other one. Let's switch it off of, you know, no sugary drinks, obviously, no creamy and sugary drinks. So all those different specialty martinis are out, gals, right now. but you don't really want to be doing those anyway. Long term, the best alcohol for you to drink, obviously, is red wine because it's the highest in resveratrol, which is an anti-aging polyphenol plant nutrient that is incredible. It actually turns on the anti-aging genes and helps improve insulin sensitivity. So, I mean, this is, it's funny, the studies have shown that people who drink a glass of wine or two a day actually are leaner. Now, I don't know if that's really, because that's not giving you a big dose of resveratrol. It might be some of the other lifestyle habits that go along with that. The other option I give people is, instead of red wine, is just to drink straight tequila. Now, not a bottle, you know, sip a little ounce or two. But right now is a time to look at, if you are drinking, what are you drinking? Move over to those lower sugar, higher, you know, at least, again, we get resveratrol in the red wine, higher nutrient density choices, and then let's start tapering those down so it's limited to one serving a day. You see how we're not doing these things cold turkey? That's just mean, okay? So this is some prep time to kind of shift courses here. And what's really good here is it's making you kind of go, okay, how much am I drinking? What am I doing? You know, someone gave me these massive wine glasses, which I thought, God, that's what a great present. But I found, I mean, it could fit like half a bottle in a wine glass. That's a terrible thing. It's like having a super big gulp for a wine glass. You know, one of the things we do know, and if you listen to that bonus, if you got the Think Your Way Thin bonus, you'll see that when you shrink your glasses, shrink your plates, skinny up your glasses, you will drink less, you will eat less. So use that method, except for your water glasses, you know, those ones we want to power it out. All right, next one is move. Now, we're going to address exercise a little bit in this program because exercise is important for detoxification and that circulation is critical and sweating is critical. But right now where I want you to focus is just, and not something that I think of as exercise, moving is something we should be doing every day anyway. Unfortunately, our society is doing everything it possibly can to stop us from doing this, isn't it? I mean, you know, we've got like every labor-saving device known to man out there now. So what I want you to do is kind of get back to basics here. And I will tell you, I think the single best tool for this is a pedometer for tracking how much we actually move. Because when I think about moving more, I want you to park the car farther away and take the stairs and walk the dog. And instead of meeting a gal, a friend for a coffee, you know, go out for a walk with them. And all these things sound great, and then you go to the store and you see everyone's parked right near next to the front, and, you know, the escalators are crowded. So in reality, the thing I found that really helps me follow through with this is a pedometer. And I'll tell you a funny story. I was testing out a pedometer for a company, and this pedometer actually went from red to green, red to yellow to green. Now, pedometers, you can get pedometers for $10-$20 that are great. This was like this highfalutin one that you ran through your website, and it sends you emails. And so it tells you red, yellow, green. Have you moved enough? You know, you need to move more. You want to get into the green each day. And so every day I'm like getting it into the green. And then I get sick. And I am like laid out, not moving. And my thing's in the red. And I'm getting an email from the company going, hey, you're not moving enough. And so there I am, sick with a fever, like marching around the house trying to get my pedometer up. But hey, this really does work. And the studies show that when kids were given a pedometer with really no instructions other than just to track their steps, they watched an hour less of TV a day. So what I want you to just become aware of right now, this is really the week of becoming mindful. Be mindful of how much you really move. And a great way, again, to be mindful is the pedometer. You can just kind of be aware, how much movement did I do today? Like, was I active for 30 minutes of the day, 5 minutes, 60 minutes, okay? Because ideally, we should be really moving for like an hour a day. You know, not all of that in focused, intense exercise, but we really need to be up and moving around. We're humans. We're ambulatory. It's part of us. And again, we're going to start to talk about focused movement, especially that will aid detoxification in, I think it's in class one. Okay, you have that to look forward to. But for now, get moving. And become aware of how much you're moving and up it, okay? And the final one, and this goes along with that, is journaling. And this is one of those critical things that you can really become aware of. What's working for you? Boy, I ate that. This made me feel this way. I mean, when you can look back in your journal, it makes all the difference. I'll tell you, I worked on the Dr. Phil show for a couple years. And during his first weight loss season, we started out these first 13, and the first month nothing was really happening, and there was like this panic phone call, conference call on it, and I said, hey, you know what, they need to journal. I mean, if you read the research on journaling, it is crazy, and it all ties back into why Peer Trainer is so great. It's all about that support, that accountability. When you write it down, you're accountable, right? And so journaling is going to be critical. I want you to start right now. We're going to be journaling all through this process. So you can really be clear on what you're doing. You're going to record how much water, right? And you can even start to record, like, okay, how much did I move today? Okay, but journaling is a critical part of this. And I find with people that they love to journal when they're being good, and I say that with little, like, exclamation points around it, and they don't want to journal if they're not. And that's when you really need a journal. That's why I want you to journal right now so you can, this week, before I move into real focused, hey, you're having two shakes and one meal. This week, I want you to really, really focus on exactly what am I eating. Because this is that week where we're getting the bad stuff out of the house, bringing in the good stuff. We're starting to make that shift, taper down the caffeine and alcohol, increase the water, and the journaling will help you really become mindful of this. Now, the program is, again, based on two shakes and one meal and the optional snack a day. I am going to be talking to you about my whole theory on shakes or on snacks and eating from the plate, so we'll be talking about that. However, I do want to focus right now on the shake part of it, okay? What I want you to think about here is, I want to make sure that you're set up for success with this. So we do have, in getting started, what to look for in a shake. Now, we have put together packages, success kits for you as options. Okay, they are optional. And that really has been me looking. In fact, I just made a major change in the types of shakes that I offer. I'm always looking for the top-level products. And it was funny, that's how Jackie and Habib and I started discussing, like, products, because I've been in the supplement industry for over a decade teaching doctors how to put nutrition into their practices, and I've gone and toured so many manufacturing plants, so I'm always looking, like, how do I up-level this? And I have, the shakes that I brought into this program are unbelievable, top quality, incredible price. And what I've seen is most people, when they start to replace a meal or two a day with a shake. Now, I'm gonna tell you that one of my top strategies for people long term is to keep replacing a meal a day with a shake. But during this program, I think you're going to find that by replacing two meals a day with a shake, first of all, you are going to save time. Yay. So easy. Quite often I have a shake for a lazy lunch is what I call it. But also that you're going to save money. And it's so great because when you start the day with a shake, you know, so many people eat dessert for breakfast. So this really helps set the what I call the metabolic tone for the day. So we've made success kits available to you, which have a vegan pea rice shake. We're pulling dairy out during the cleanse, so that's why we're doing that. And fiber that are the ones that I recommend. But I've also created a document that will tell you what to look for in a shake in case you have a shake at home that you want to use. And it will tell you that it needs to be a pea or a rice protein because we're going dairy-free, so no egg, no soy, no dairy during this time. No artificial sweeteners. Has to be 5 grams or less of sugar. No artificial colorings. No artificial. And good high-quality protein. This is going to make the bulk of your meal, okay? So that's critical. The other thing that I put into the success kit is I did put in a detoxification packet. So if you do get started on the success kit, I want you to start that detox packet right away. Okay? Start that one right away. Now, if you're listening to this going, I want to start a shake now, you can. I'm not going to say don't do it. And if you are using the success kit, you'll just want to purchase more of the shakes, and you can do that by purchasing under the resources. You can get the sustain kit so that you won't run out of shakes. We don't want to run out. But if you want to start shakes right now, hey, I have a shake every day. But I do want you to start those detox packets right now, one a day with meals. Okay, so if you are using the Fresh Start Sustain Kit, and remember, I'm sorry, the Fresh Start Success Kit, this is optional. We're giving you what you can look for out there in a shake so that you know what you're looking for. We're having you add in extra fiber. I'm going to talk about fiber during class one. Fiber is like the rock star hero, let me tell you. But if you are using ours, make sure that with those detox kit packets, just start them right now. They're going to help your body just kind of ramp up and be able to detoxify better and give you all the nutrients. You know, detoxification is a very nutrient-dense process, so we want to make sure we're supported. And we do have two kit choices, the Fresh Start and the Fresh Start Plus. I made the Fresh Start Plus for those of us, present company included. And when I was talking to Jackie's like, that's me. I go, I know, me too. Any gas, any bloating, any like digestive stuff, I've healed mine, but I like to keep it at bay. I did put in a very good antimicrobial product that helps get rid of any of those gut bugs, gut bacterial overgrowth that can actually extract more calories from the food you eat and store it as fat, ooh, and probiotics that help build up our gut immune defense system, our good bacteria in our gut that helps us extract more nutrients, and kill off the bad invaders. And then also I included my most favorite, hands-down, best digestive enzymes called Biogest. I am in love with these. In fact, I carry them in my purse. I have them stashed in my car. I have them stashed at my boyfriend's house. It's like they're everywhere. And take one of those with each meal. You don't need to take those with your shakes. You'll be fine with your shakes, but you take one with each meal. And you'll see the instructions are there as well. So you'll get your instructions, downloadable instructions on all of that, should you choose to get the Fresh Start Success Kit or the Fresh Start Plus Success Kit. And again, we've included information about what to look for in a shake, since you will be replacing two meals a day with a shake. And I'm just going to keep pushing you throughout the program to kind of get into this mindset of starting the day with a smoothie, and also share with you some tips of what I do when it's cold out and it's too cold to start the day with a smoothie. Okay, so that concludes my welcome audio. I'm just going to reiterate that you are getting your house set up for success. I can say that five times fast, really, by getting the enemies out of the house, that you are weighing and measuring and recording that you're starting to get that water up and the alcohol and caffeine down and tapered. You're moving more and being aware of it, and you're journaling it all. And make sure you do your symptoms checklist and write down your goals, think about your top health concerns, and go ahead and download your week one meal plan before our first class and get your stuff so you're ready to go. And we will see you in class number one. And again, welcome. We're so glad you're here.